Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is clinging to God. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Cling to God, written by Ann Peterson, read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him, serve him and hold fast, or cling to him. Deuteronomy 13:4. I was there again, feeling raw as tears rolled down my face. Why did life have to be so hard? And yet, I knew what I had to do. I needed to cling to God. Maybe things happen in your life that you don't understand either. If only God would whisk us away to heaven right after we accept the sacrifice Jesus made for us. But that's not the case. If God did that, heaven would be filled with baby Christians with undeveloped faith muscles. Instead, God wants us to walk with him while we're here on earth as he teaches us who he is. When I think back to times I had to cling to God, they were not easy times. We wouldn't need to be encouraged to cling to God when things are going well. At those times, we're more apt to sing praises and feel close to him. There seems to be a pattern in this verse, one worth looking at. First, we make a conscious decision to follow God. When Jesus chose his disciples, he repeated the same two words over and over, "Follow me." Would they? Would they leave everything they knew and follow this person they just met? After deciding to follow Jesus, they needed to make another decision, the decision to revere him. Revere means to feel deep respect or admiration. That makes sense that they would need to revere the one they chose to follow. Otherwise, some might turn away, change their minds, and forsake him. One did, after all. As a little girl, when I heard about Jesus, I wanted to know more. The Jesus I learned about was kind and loving and liked children. That drew me to him. The disciples obeyed because they trusted Jesus. I obeyed my father out of fear. There's a big difference. Followers of Jesus obey even when they don't understand. When the disciples tried to keep the little children from Jesus, Jesus rebuked them, using the experience to teach them about the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14. We are instructed to follow the Lord, to revere him, to keep his commands, and to obey. What else does the verse mention? When we get to the place where we understand who God is and we learn about his character, we decide God is worthy of not only our trust and reverence, but also worthy of our service. We make our decisions based on what God wants instead of what we want. We eventually learn that we cannot please God without faith. Hebrews 11:16. Hindsight is 20/20. Every time the Lord asked something of his disciples, they didn't understand why immediately, but afterwards it made more sense. The same is true for us, but there are also times we won't understand. Will we still trust him? I believe the times we don't understand, we are to hold fast to God. We are to trust in God's character when things don't make sense to us. Like when we stand before the grave of a baby, or lose a parent when we're still a child, or maybe when we hear the prognosis of a loved one. But how can we cling to the one who could have done something about it? Isn't that asking us to do the impossible? Yes. But we'll find even that answer in God's word. He tells us, "The things that are impossible with men are possible with God." Luke 18:27. We learn to trust God little by little. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he poured out his heart to his Father. At first, Jesus said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Intersecting faith and life. Which circumstances in your life cause you to cling to God, to hold tight with all your might? God is faithful. Just as the psalmist wrote, we can call upon God as long as we live. Psalm 116, 2. There will be times we need to cling to God, but when we do, God will hold us up with his right hand. Psalm 63:8. He said so. Our Father's hand. A child holds his father's hand without a single care. The journey doesn't matter, for he knows his father's there. When trials overwhelm us, may we be like a child and simply take our father's hand and walk with him a while. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you continue to draw us close to you. Help those who are going through difficult trials. Remind them of your presence, Lord. Draw them close to you, Father. Let them know that you are right there beside them so they cling to you with both hands. I pray this in your Son's precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. For further reading, do a study of the words "hold fast" and read my article on Crosswalk, 9 Bible verses for strength and faith in hard times.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.